Those oldies bought you.
Hey, I have a beer, Joey. Go ahead. I got scotch. I got a joint. Hey, where'd you get the hat?
You like this hat?
This would be a $25 Dobbs hat.
Where'd you get those sneakers?
These are $2 sneakers.
Why don't you lower the jukebox? I can't even...
Hey, the girls like the music loud.
Girls, you call those skanks girls.
Hey, what's the matter with this kid, huh?
Hey, there ain't nothing wrong with me, my friend. I'm feeling fine.
Keep your mouth shut.
Hey, you tell me that in front of this asshole.
All right. We're not going to pay. We're not paying.
No, but why? We just said we were going to have a drink.
We're not paying because this guy's a fucking mook.
But I didn't say nothing.
And we don't pay mooks.
A mook? I'm a mook?
Yeah.
What's a mook?
A mook? What's a mook?
I don't know.
What's a mook?
You can't call me a mook.
I can't?
No.
I give you a mook.
Hey, it is a mook. Come on, get up from behind.
When I listen to Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea, I don't fall asleep at the wheel like the Junkyard Dog.
Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Recorded in front of a live studio audience.
Hey, I'm Matt Jackson.
I am Nick Jackson.
You are listening to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea and Choppy on Rant EM Radio.
Rantum Radio, Nick.
Rant EM.
You'll have to keep that one.
What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
I am the baddest dude that walks the streets today.
I'm gonna end your career once and for all right here in Madison Square Garden.
I knew that I just had to go down and give her the thrill of a lifetime, the rude awakening.
The last thing I want to do is to own the damn WWF, because that's got to be the biggest headache in the world.
Get used to it. Who you're looking at, the man. Woo!
It's time to crank your headphones and forget your problems. You're listening to an action-packed episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast!
Woo! Yeah!
What's a mook? You're a mook. As a matter of fact, you're a mookosaurus.
I totally forgot about that movie. You've been calling people mooks for months. That's all Mean Streets.
I actually thought I got it from Taxi, but it's actually from Mean Streets.
It's Mean Streets. Great movie if you know. You need to see the movie.
I need to see that. I never seen that. I thought it was from Taxi.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
Sorry.
Taxi Driver. You looking at me? No, you talking to me?
Gotta be talking to me.
I don't see anybody else here. Who else are you fucking talking to?
I love it.
He said terrible things about you. He called you dirty flower or something like that? Oh, that's a great fucking movie. Ooh. Welcome to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks, live on Rant EM Radio.
Wasn't the dyke in that movie when she was a kid?
Jodie Foster.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he said bad things about you. He called you a little chicken.
Oh, boy.
I played Megadeth because it's Dave Mustaine's birthday, the chief architect of Armageddon. 57 years old today.
Fuck him.
One of the founding members of Metallica.
Okay, fuck him.
What's wrong with you today?
Fuck him. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
What? What?
So we're live on Rant AM Radio, Rant the Team Media, part of the Shining Wizards Network. I am the impact player, Mr. Philly Ray, along with the Portuguese pain in the ass.
Choppy!
That's right.
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
That's right.
We got the Messiah memories, the Yoda of yesteryear.
Yeah, it's not always about me.
Yes, it is.
But
I'm over here now.
That's true. See?
That's it.
That's it.
We gotta get... What? Oh, Shay Lynn's in the house.
What's up, Ma?
Don't you have anything better to do? Like, I don't know, sell perfumes or something?
No. What's up, Ma? How you feeling, Ma?
What's up?
How you feeling, God? I hate when they call me God in school. Yo, what up, Big Phil? How you feeling, God?
Why do they call you God?
I have no idea. That's like a slang word with them, I guess, with my peoples in the hood.
Maybe they came up with the Gorillas of Destiny thing.
No. The new shirt from Takeover Club. The Mandingos of Destiny.
That's going to be good.
Yeah, so we have our own... See, we don't have Samoans in our group. We have Filipinos.
Close enough.
Close enough. Oh, my
God. Choppy's a pain in the ass.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Well, that was terrible. Oh, my God. I mean, they come from an island, right?
You're a dick.
I am a dick.
Anyway.
Oh, she was voting today.
I can't vote. I'm an independent.
You're independent, so you can vote in the primary.
Yeah, so Connie comes home. She's like, oh, you're home from work? I'm like, yeah, I'm home early. She's like, did you go vote? I'm like, no, because A, we didn't switch our address. You have to vote in Port Richmond. That's A. And B, she goes, and she goes, well, they had independent people there. So I don't know who the fuck any of these independent people are. The only thing I know, really, locally, is that Cynthia Nixon wants to run for governor.
Nobody in my union is voting for her.
Well, here's the thing. Like, I don't want to get too political, but like, I saw some of her platform, and she recruited like Rosie O'Donnell and a couple other fucking mooks, right? And I'm like, wait, I don't see... Like, first of all, I'm not a big Cuomo guy anyway, but he's serviceable, okay? And he's going for his third term. He's already up by 40 fucking percent anyway.
Of course.
Like, there's no... That was the thing, like, with Trump. Like, you mean to tell me there's no other fucking Republicans? Like, the Republicans should be... No disrespect to Republican listeners, but y'all should be ashamed of yourselves that there was nobody else better than fucking Donald Trump in your party.
I would have dug up Bob Dole's body.
I'm Bob Dole. I'm Bob Dole's body. This is Choppy. And Choppy's a pain in the ass.
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
So.
Shaylin said that Cynthia Nixon has no shot. And I'll tell you why.
There's a lot of reasons. We could spend the whole podcast on it.
This bitch was telling my union that she's trying to get, if she gets elected, she was going to try to get rid of the tax incentive, which pretty much lets the Hollywood shoot New York, which means.
The Hollywood.
That if she got rid of this tax incentive, we would lose all of our jobs here in New York.
That's fucked up.
Fuck you. And here's another thing. Because of this tax incentive, she made millions on Sex and the City, and she made another movie over the summer because of this tax incentive. So you know what, Cynthia? Fuck you.
Yeah, and do me a favor, Miss Nixon. Don't play the lesbian fucking thing. Oh, my. Because, again, it has nothing to do with your sexual preference. If you don't have a good platform in New York State... You ain't getting that spot. That's why Cuomo's got it on lock, dude.
Exactly.
Ain't nobody tough enough, man. We need some tough people to run against him. Make it interesting. I mean, I got to see who wins the fucking primary, but, like, Cynthia Nixon?
No, thank you.
Sex in the City girl?
Listen, I'm a lesbian. I love women myself, so.
Me too.
I mean, God, forget it. I mean,
yeah.
There's no sexism or racism over here on my part.
No, it's just, like, New York's got to toughen up, man. New York's got to get some fucking lead. We need some strong leaders in this city, man.
You're a strong leader.
I'm not. I'm a leader of this. This is it. This is as far as I go.
I'm a leader of the mooks.
Chief captain of the mooks. What's a mook? What's a mook? I'll show you what a mook is. Punch him right in the face. He punched him. Unbelievable.
Probably one of the slowest punches in cinematic history.
That movie was good, man.
It was good.
It was a good fucking movie, Mean Streets.
What about Paulie in Rocky III? What a
So instead of doing anything wrestling related, me and Choppy talked about Rocky for the last half hour and how racist Paulie is.
He was. He was like, I don't like these people.
Well, maybe they don't like you.
What did I do to them?
What did I do to them? He says, hey, Paulie, come on. That the best is he says he ain't got no rhythm.
He can't fight like those colored fighters.
Fight like those colored fighters. Remember that. Rocky IV? They don't have my comic books out here. I got these are my sinuses, he says.
Oh, God.
No TV. Fuck out of here.
Chillin' said, vote Choppy for leader of the Mooks.
Mr. Margassa, with your platform? Mooks.
Mooks.
I'm sorry, sir? Mooks. Mr. Margassa, tell me, what do you plan to do with the next fiscal year budget?
I would try to donate it to all the Mookosauruses out there. Because I am the Tyrannosaurus Mook.
Mr. Margassa, how do you feel about what's your stance on climate control and global warming?
Kill them all.
Kill them all what?
Kill them all. Kill all the firstborns, and then you'll be all right.
Mr. Margassa, what's your stance on education? What do you think the next wave of educators should be looking forward to if they want to work in New York City and state?
Well, first off, let's keep in mind that New York City is not a bunch of smart people out here. I mean...
Okay, terrific.
Bunch of...
What?
Bunch of mooks working over here.
What?
Especially the one behind this microphone.
What?
Controlling the soundboard.
What?
Acting like an asshole.
I'm over here now.
So, 2019, vote for Choppy for Attorney General Mook.
Wow, I like that one. Where's the bell on that one?
I'll have the bell inside.
You fucking jerk off.
I'm a jerk off. I'm a jerk off.
You're a mook.
You're a pain in the ass.
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
Your head looks like a fucking titty. Get out of here.
Okay, terrific.
Ooh. Wow.
What'd you say?
Oof. Oh, God.
As you can see, I had a little extra time today.
Yeah, instead of jerking off, he was worrying about sound clips.
What are you bringing to the table?
With me?
No, fucking Reverend Al Sharpton. Yeah, you.
This wonderful voice that I have.
The golden tones.
Golden wow.
So it's,
oh, look. Vote Choppy Margassa for Senator of the Assholes. Oh, man, Chandler's on fire today.
That's my baby.
Woo.
That's my boo right there.
By the way, did you hear what Mr. Trump said about Puerto Rico?
What? He said something. What? Those poor people are still recovering from last
year. He said that the Democrats over-exaggerated the numbers of people dying in Puerto Rico.
Get the fuck out of here.
He said 3,000 people did not fucking die.
Yo, I know at least. I'm not even exaggerating, bro. I know at least a dozen Puerto Rican families in the five boroughs that had to move their parents, aunts, uncles, and cousins from the fucking island back to New York City so that to don't die. First of all, and let's that's a good segue, by the way. We have a lot of listeners right now in the South, in the mid South region, in the Carolinas and Georgia and Florida and all those states down there. And the Carolinas are supposed to be getting hit bad by this Hurricane Irene. So we... Florence Henderson.
Oh, God.
Hurricane Florence Henderson.
Fuck you, Mrs. Brady.
So we all hope you guys are, you know, buckling down. You know, we hope that if you get to listen to this, that we bring you some joy at least. If you, you know, if there's anything we can do on our end, let us know to make your guys' lives a little better. Hopefully we can help somehow. But guys, if you... And it, you know what? If you're down there and you know people, any of the other listeners, I know my godmother is in Myrtle Beach.
No way.
Yeah, so I talked to her yesterday. I'm like, please, Aunt Jo, please tell me you're not there. She's like, no, she went to her niece's house in Florida. So I was hoping my godmother and my Uncle Mike would get out of there.
Apparently Georgia and the Carolinas are the ones that got hit pretty bad.
And we got friends in Georgia. Will Morgan's in Georgia. We got a lot of heads in Georgia that listen to the show, too.
Fuck Will Morgan.
Yeah, well,
I'm joking. I love Will. He's my fellow anime brother.
So, really, guys, we hope you guys stay safe out there. We know the weather is fucking, it's brutal in hurricane season, so.
It's actually very humid.
Well, it's humid here because of it. Like, people are complaining, we got rain all week. Yeah, you're not losing your fucking house, jerk off. Like, you know what it is, too? It's the humidity that I hate. It can rain all fucking day long, honestly. It can rain. I actually like it rain when it rains in, like, the winter or the fall. I love it. It's nice. It's cool outside. It's crisp. But, like, when it rains now and it's fucking humid.
You're already sweating, and then you go into the rain, you're wet, even more wet. Yeah.
Dude, I walked from CVS today on Arthur Kill and Armstrong to my house. I had to change my fucking clothes. I was a disaster. I was sweating. It was like, it's humidity. It's ridiculous.
That is a problem.
Yeah, it is a fucking problem.
Sounds like a Phil problem.
You're fucking right it is.
You know. We're actually waiting for the cold air to start coming in little by little.
Yeah, people like... the other night, my wife and my genius wife, I say that sarcastically, I don't care, and my landlord, who's old, God bless her, we had a couple of nights that was really cool outside, like in the low 60s, and it was a nice cool breeze. We're gonna close the air conditioning off, and I'm like, don't do that. Well, why? It's going to be 82 and humid tomorrow. And this is right after this is right before September 11th. What happens the next fucking 3 days? It's 82, 85, 88 with humidity of like 90%. I'm like, you mooks. I said, this is what I'm saying. Like, here's the thing. It's going to be warm until fucking Halloween. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately.
I've actually heard and read that we're supposed to have a very mild winter. We're like snow's going to be like non-existent apparently.
Yeah, and you know what's going to happen, right? You and I are going to be out there fucking shoveling. So. Okay. Yeah.
You know what? I'm not going to be shoveling shit.
Why not?
Because in my community, they shovel for me.
Oh, that's right. Technically, I don't have to shovel, but you've met Connie. Connie can't shovel. She's old.
That sounds like a Connie problem.
No. Fucked up. We can't do that to Connie. She's good people. So we shovel for her.
Yeah, we'll keep her around.
You know, Mikey actually loved shoveling this year because it wasn't as big as Decca. So he was all happy. He came outside. It's like, oh, like halfway through. Hey, I'll help. Hey, thanks.
Thanks a lot, Rocket.
Hey, thanks, Rocket. Rocket Raccoon. So, yeah, speaking of Mikey, he hasn't been here. He's been in school by his dad, and he made the honor roll already.
Did he really?
Yeah, he's in the honor roll program already. Like, his grades were that good from the last season. So he got bumped into the honor roll program.
Wow. Yeah. What deal did they give him?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on with that yet. I haven't spoken to him. I didn't want to text him today. I was because I took his PlayStation out of his room and plugged
it. You fucking father of the year, you are.
I am. Well, I want to play. I rented a game, and I red boxed the game, and I want to play Fire Pro. And Fire Pro is pretty hard. It's a hard fucking game.
Speaking of,
it's a hard. So is Spider-Man. Spider-Man's fun though.
I heard it's the best Spider-Man since Spider-Man 2 on PlayStation 2.
And I played almost every Spider-Man game. This has to be the best one so far. I'm only, like, the first couple of stages in. Like, I'm in the Kingpin building. I'm in the Fisk building. And dudes are shooting shit at me. Man.
I was going to ask you. I've gotten a lot of good, positive feedback from the Iron Fist.
Ooh, it's good.
This
one's like, oh, he's a fucking hipster fucking...
Fuck him! He's a piece of shit!
Would you call him a hipster?
He's a hipster douche.
I forget what he called him anyways.
Either way, it's a good fucking show. Season 2 was awesome.
I heard he got part of the costume in this show now, finally?
Yeah, because he had to fight his rival and...
I heard Typhoid Mary is dope!
I didn't realize how fucking great she was. I didn't read a...
See, and she's a mutant, by the way.
Correct, but I don't think this version of Typhoid Mary knows she's a mutant. She knows that she was fucking like reprogrammed. She knows that she's a fucking like a you know she's bipolar.
Exactly.
Right.
She has multiple personalities.
Yes, and I'm telling you, it's really fuck. I binge watched it in like 3 days.
I also heard that I still haven't seen Jessica Jones.
What, season 2?
I still haven't seen it. I heard it's okay.
Oh, I didn't see it either.
I've actually heard. I already saw the trailer for Daredevil season 3.
Yeah, it's all right.
I've actually heard from people that it's going to be the best one yet.
Well, I told you it's got to be good because Kingpin comes out of jail and the hand is basically eradicated.
Thank God. I'm so sick and tired of seeing the hand, bro.
Yeah, listen, but I'm more excited about Saturday. DC Universe drops.
Finally?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, thank God. I can't wait to see the Teen Titans!
I know. You and I have...
Did you see the new picture that came up online?
I did.
What'd you see?
I saw the Teen Titans, all of them standing in the, with the...
You didn't see the new one that
came out.
With
what's-his-face, Beast Boy and all them?
Oh, you didn't see what I saw.
No.
You're going to see Dick Grayson, Robin. And Jason Todd, Robin.
Oh, that's cool.
So you're going to see two Robins in this fight.
I'm excited about Wonder Woman Season 1 from the 70s.
Oh, you're going to
see... Well, that's a Tank thing. Me and Tanky.
Linda Carter, all I cared about was her. Yeah, you know what I
mean. Fucking Hooters.
Her jugs.
How about you eat fucking Hooters? Remember Cartman? Yeah, no, Tank had that. I remember when Tank first bought that, and he called me up. He's like, Dog. He called me Phil Dog. He's like, Dog, guess what I just got? I'm like, the clap? He says, No, I didn't get the clap. Like, what'd you get? He goes, I got Wonder Woman Season 1. I'm like, wait, all the world is waiting for you, Wonder Woman? He's like, yeah. I'm like, Linda Carter, Wonder Woman? He's like, yeah. I'm like, that's fucking dope.
I never got into that show.
It's weird. It's the 70s, so it's got hints of the story, and, you know, it's like the Incredible Hulk from the 80s, you know.
Incredible Hulk from the 80s was fucking good.
Yeah, but it's not really... It's not as realistic as the book. It's more of him. It's more of him as Banner, and they even call him different. They didn't call him.
It's David Banner.
David Banner. They didn't call him Bruce Banner.
Bill Bixby was.
Yeah, Bill Bixby. Mr. McGee don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
I was watching Click, the movie Adam Sandler. You know the movie Click.
I know the movie. I have not seen it.
There's a scene in the movie where he's changing his tan, and he turns into green. Oh, you wouldn't like me when I'm angry, and he's like. I love Sandler.
That was one night. Oh, you never have you met my sister Toni Lynn?
I have not. No.
Okay, I have a sister. She's my middle sister. She's the Typhoid Mary of the family, legitimately. And I haven't seen her in a while. I talked to her on my birthday, but when we were kids, anytime she heard the music of the Incredible Hulk, she fucking darted the room. Like, dude. we had the railroad rooms, yeah. Right? Dude, she darted and went under my mom's bed in the back bedroom. She fucking hated. She was so afraid of the Hulk. And I would...
Oh. She was afraid of Louie?
Yeah.
Lou Ferrigno was awesome.
I know this. You know this. The rest of the household, of the Rhea household knew this, but Typhoid Tony didn't know.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah, it's awesome. Channel 2 used to have it. CBS.
You know what? I still watched it, even when it was in syndication. It was so good.
Mikey has it on DVD. Really it was given to him, yeah. He was like 4.5, 5 years old, and I hear... I walked into the room. What are you watching? I'm watching The Hulk, Phil. I'm like, what? I sat down with him for like 2 hours.
He enjoyed it?
He loved it. He had the original Flash. He has that on DVD also.
Oh, the one with the father? Yeah, because the father plays...
In the original, in the 90s, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a really good show.
So, yeah, we're all superheroed up here.
Do you remember who played the Trickster?
Yeah, Mark Hamill.
Yeah! That was so fucking cool when I saw that.
Yeah. So, besides the throwback, have you watched any wrestling?
No.
You didn't see NXT this week? I didn't watch NXT this week either.
I feel very... I heard NXT wasn't even that good this week.
I don't know. I didn't watch it. I didn't...
I'm not up to date on the wrestling thing right now.
On the wrestling thing right now, he says.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's the SmackDown 1000 episodes coming up.
So?
They said Batista wasn't invited.
So?
Yeah. I don't care about that.
But he doesn't give a shit. Yeah. He's making millions right now.
Well, yeah.
It's fucking Drax the Destroyer.
Yeah.
Oh, he's trying to become... I never played the game. Gears of War. Have you ever played it?
No.
Apparently, they're trying to make a movie out of it, and he's trying to become the lead actor on that.
Okay. Movie. I have no problem with that.
Whatever.
I know the premise of the game. I just never played it. So.
Okay.
The only wrestling-related stuff that I got into this week, there's a couple things, but one, was our friend Kathy Hummer was at a plus-size women convention called CurvyCon.
I heard about that. She saw
Nikki, took a pictures with Nikki Bella and Nia Jax.
Again?
No, at this convention.
Because I remember she had taken another picture with Nia Jax.
No, this is her and Nikki Bella. And I was like, wow, I want to be the fucking meat in that sandwich. I said, Jesus, man. I said, what, CurvyCon? I'm like, how come you didn't call me? I would have been fucking sitting there with a bag of fucking, never mind.
I got to admit, though, Nia looked really, really good.
She's beautiful.
She has a pretty face. She really does.
She does. She says she's beautiful.
Even when she's dolled up, she's really, really
beautiful. She's like half German, half Samoan, right? Like she's mulatto of some sort.
And a lot of these new Samoans are not full Samoans anymore.
He said new Samoans.
Like Roman Reigns is half Paisan.
Yeah.
He's Italiano.
He's Italiano.
Fucking mook.
Fucking mook. Ric Flair got married the other day.
To Fifi. You know who was at the... At the reception?
Yeah, Michael Hayes' fanny pack.
And Undertaker was there, too.
You see the size of Michael Hayes?
Yeah, he got fat, dude.
He had Superstar Billy Graham's fucking pink suit on.
I saw the pictures on Instagram.
Holy shit. And Undertaker...
Looked great.
No, looks old.
He looked great. Come on. I hate The Undertaker, and I'll admit he looked
I don't great. Hate The Undertaker. He's old. That whole fucking picture looked old, except for Fifi. Fifi looked good, man.
Fifi looks fucking great. No, how old she is? She's 58 years old.
Oh, she's that young, right?
She's 58. Yeah, she looks great.
She can get it. She can
she
get it.
She could have got it in the 90s, and she will still get it today.
Oh, 100%. So, Ric Flair was at his fifth marriage or fourth marriage? The fuck is wrong with
him? I'm not even counting anymore.
That dude's out of his mind. He's pushing 70.
Yeah, he's 69. He looks terrible.
He's Ozzy's age.
He looks terrible. Ozzy looks better than Flair right now.
Ozzy. Poor Ozzy. I went to this concert on Monday.
How did that go?
It was fun. He's not hitting the high notes like he used to. He's 70 years old. He'll be 70 in December. So that it was expected.
Son!
He fucked up a song.
He did, huh?
He fucked it up and then he made the band stop. And he did it over.
That's nice.
He goes, I fucked it up, man. He goes, these lights are fucking mesmerizing. He had like a laser light show.
That's great.
He was fucked. His stage show probably, and I've seen Ozzy from 2001 to now, I've seen Ozzy about a dozen times, and like three times with Sabbath, right? I missed maybe two or three shows the entire run of this.
This wasn't Sabbath?
This was Ozzy.
Just Ozzy himself.
And he played Sabbath, though. He played like four Sabbath songs. He played Fairies Wear Boots. He played War Pigs. He played... Paranoid.
He didn't play Iron Man, did he?
No, he don't play Iron Man live. No. Unless it's, you know. But he
out of respect.
Yeah, out of respect. But his band is amazing, of course. So, yeah, he stopped the fucking show. And he was like, I fucked up, I'm sorry. And he did the whole show.
I'm sure some people applauded him for that.
Of course. No one sat down, dude. No one sat down during his show. During his performance.
Good for him.
We all stood for like an hour and a half, 2 hours. But Stone Sour was good.
Yeah, how are they live?
They are great live. They're better live, I think, than they are recorded. They have a great sound. Corey has got range. He plays acoustic. He did Bother. He did fucking
Through the Glass.
He probably opened up with 30, 31, 50, but I wasn't there. I missed like two, three songs. My buddy Christian. My buddy Christian's awesome, by the way. He's the guy who got us the tickets for Raw, the 25th anniversary, I should say. And he, you know, I invited him, and I get into the car, and we drive. It's miserable outside. It's pouring rain, and I see a printout of almost looks like a ticket stub. I'm like, dude, I got your ticket. You didn't buy a ticket, right? He's like, no, I paid for fucking premium parking. I'm like, why? He goes, I'm not fucking walking in the rain. He says he wasn't feeling well or whatever, so he paid for parking. Because in PNC, if you park in a regular lot, you got to either walk like a mile and a half or take a fucking school bus to the venue. It's a huge fucking... It's a huge fucking place. Huge venue. Huge. So he paid for the parking. He's like, fuck this shit. I was like, all right, cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I invited him for Survivor Series. But he normally gets together with family. So if I don't get together with family, I'm definitely coming over. He's going to the Evolution pay-per-view.
Oh, God bless him.
Him and his wife are going, yeah. They're like super fans. They go to every pay-per-view that's in New York, they go. Yeah, I said, dude, I'm sorry. I said, it's for the first of its kind. I applaud you. I have no fucking interest. I'll watch it. I won't pay for it, though. I mean, I'm paying for it anyway, you know. But it's not like I'm going to invite all you guys over to watch it either. I'm going to watch it. It's going to be like background noise while I'm watching football, you know?
Yeah, I'd rather watch football than watch, obviously.
Did I tell you I got the football package? And I didn't pay $300 for it.
How much?
So, the NFL has a fucking monopoly on, you know, the streaming package. They're fucking, and it's DirecTV only, and it's $300 fucking dollars for the year, right? And it's like either $79 a month for the
$300 for the year. It's only 17 fucking games.
Yeah, bro. I know. This is what they do. But if you're a student of a 2 or a 4 year college, they take $200 off the fucking bill. So I told my wife, "Can I have your email, your school email, please? Verified it." I got it for $100.
What?
So I got all the games, homie.
So you watching the away games? And
like, you only, it's the basic version, right? So you're only getting the home feed.
Doesn't matter,
right? So like the only drawback is if the Vikings are playing in Green Bay, you got to watch their fucking commentators. But who cares?
Who cares?
Right. So I got it. Every game.
Every game.
Every game.
So you're gonna be in heaven on Sunday.
Hell yeah, yeah, hell yeah. But I'm gonna watch Hell in a Cell. I'm not gonna lie.
That's a Sunday?
It's a Sunday.
Oh, God. We might as well go over the card now. Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Chop. That's a segue. Ugh. Dude, don't get so upset. I was going to invite you over for pizza.
Shitty fucking pay-per-view.
All right, so I guess you're not coming over.
No, I'm working that day. Fuck
working
that.
Working Sunday?
Yeah, I'm actually working.
Okay. SmackDown Tag Champions, The New Day versus Rusev and Aiden English.
New Day.
Raw straps, Ziggles and McIntyre versus Rollins and Ambrose.
I say the Shield wins.
Okay. Daniel Bryan and Brie versus Miz and Maurice.
Daniel Bryan.
Charlotte Flair versus Becky Lynch.
Becky.
Hell in a Cell match, Jeff Hardy versus Randy Orton.
Randy.
Ronda Rousey versus Alexa Bliss for the title.
Ronda.
Okay. AJ and Samoa Joe.
Samoa.
Hell in a Cell, Universal Championship. Roman Reigns versus Braun Strowman with Mick Foley as the special guest referee.
Roman Reigns, hands down.
What's up with Foley? I don't even know. Was there a story behind that?
He was just, I heard that he was just announced by, what happened was, I saw the video online. Elias was doing his shtick, as always. Foley comes out. Explains to everyone and Elias that he will be at Hell in a Cell. He made a proposition to Stephanie McMahon saying that it's the 20-year anniversary of him being thrown off the cell, and he wants to be a part of it. So he said that Stephanie McMahon implemented him as a special guest referee for Braun Strowman and Roman Reigns.
Okay.
Like I said, Roman Reigns is going to hold on to that belt into fucking Mania.
You don't think Miz and Maurice is going to drag out?
Well, keep in mind, Miz beat Daniel Bryan last time, so Daniel Bryan has to win this one.
Does he?
I think
well,
so.
Well, if it's good booking, yeah, but I don't know.
What are your choices to win?
I didn't even look. Let me hold on a second. Let me go back to it because I just closed it. But I'll take. You know what? I'm going to take McIntyre and Ziggles to retain. New Day to retain, Rousey to retain.
I think there's going to be a lot of like title retentions, except for like maybe.
And Randy Orton's going to win his Hell in a Cell.
I think AJ's going to lose the belt.
I think AJ's losing the belt as well, and I think Roman Reigns is going to win.
Yeah, WWE title is definitely changing hands. I feel like.
Oh, and I think Charlotte's going to beat Becky Lynch, although I don't want her to. But
I think Becky's going to win that.
I hope so.
I think so.
I hope so.
Becky's been on fire with these promos, dude. I don't know if you've been watching them promos.
Yeah, I saw last week's. So I didn't see this week's.
And she's.
I like Becky Lynch. I don't like the skirts.
Nice, and she's nice on the eyes.
Yeah, she's. I like women with accents, man. I have a thing for accents. Like if you have an accent and you're cute, I'm all over.
Lana lost her accent all of a sudden.
Lana has a fake accent.
She lost it though.
She's a fucking mook.
Well, she's blonde, so there you go.
Yeah, this is true.
Shillin's saying, I have a bring up the conversation about Choppy's obsession with Roman Reigns on Facebook.
I was more offended that they had you topless on that fucking thing. That's okay. And you're in your underwear.
That's okay.
Like, don't you people wear clothes when you go to bed? Apparently not.
No, I like to be...
That's what I hear.
I like to be bare ass.
I see that. I was more offended that you were fucking topless than you... I don't care about your love affection for Roman Reigns, really. I really don't care.
I mean, I defend him for...
Right, you defend him because he's not a bad wrestler. And I had this conversation with Christian the other night at the Ozzy show.
You want to know something? I'm an unbiased journalist over here, okay?
Broadcast journalist.
And if I see things in a certain manner,
right,
I'm going to report it.
Okay.
Now, if you people take it as a romantic obsession over Roman Reigns, fine.
He goes, fine.
But I have one thing to ask you people. Does it really matter?
What?
Does it really matter, though?
What?
To Nick German, it does.
But the cream will rise to the top. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah!
I'm over here now.
That's right.
Fucking mooks. And they're bullshit.
That's right.
Hey, Maverick is in the house.
What's up, Maverick? Maverick.
Magnus!
Gets a rematch. How about that, buddy?
Oh, yeah.
He ain't gonna win, but...
You like this rematch? You better like this rematch. Ain't no lie.
You like this hat? Sure, you better like this hat. That's no lie.
That's right.
Oh, boy.
Where'd you get that title rematch from?
I got it from a Negro.
Oh, really?
That's right.
Oh, Jesus. Well, Randy Rhodes.
Think about Jesus! That's right. That's right.
Colored folk.
What?
That's terrible. Can you believe Paulie? Colored folk. Colored...
It was 1983, too. Like, not that I'm defending Paulie, but like...
Are you defending a racist?
No, I'm defending the era that it was 1983 and anything still went. There were still racy sitcoms on. There was still people dropping N-bombs and...
Was Red Fox... Was the Sanford Sun still going on at that
time?
That
had just ended a couple of years prior, yeah.
Oh, man, that was a great show.
But the Jeffersons were still going on.
All in the Family was still going on?
Yeah, well, technically it was, but it was Archie Bunker's Place. It was like a spinoff.
Was it even good?
It was okay. Edith had passed away.
What?
Yeah, they gave her the cancer. Yeah.
They gave her the cancer?
Yeah, they wrote her off the show because I guess she didn't want to come back to the show. It was like a financial thing. So they gave her cancer. Same thing with Rocky. They gave Adrian cancer. She didn't want to come back. Same concept. So he wound up buying the bar that he hung out in.
Okay.
And taking care of that little girl, his niece, Stephanie. So it became Archie Bunker's Place. That was in the early 80s. Alice was still going on. Laverne and Shirley was fucking terrible. That was still going on. So you had some pretty racy sitcoms going on. So I'm not surprised. Paulie said, you know, colored people and got away with it. You know,
he can't fight like a colored fighter. He ain't got no rhythm. Terrible.
But this is my favorite.
Hey, Rob.
What?
Hey, she's retarded.
She ain't retarded, she's shy.
Tell you what to do. Take her to the zoo. I hear retards like the zoo.
Hey, this bum gotta say that.
All right, back it up.
I'm calling you a bum. And I like when he goes, my fucking ears, he says the mobster.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So, yeah, man. So that's pretty much it. Like I said, I haven't watched, outside of the throwback, I didn't watch any wrestling at all.
So?
No, I'm just saying.
Who cares?
Who cares? Yeah, our fans care, Dick.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
They don't care about our opinions.
No. For the last 6 years, was a facade?
Yes, it was a facade. Like Mysterio's illusions, it was all a facade. It was bullshit.
Okay, terrific.
Oh, look. What'd you say? There's your title for the episode, President Mook.
President Mook. No, you know what the title of this episode's going to be? I have it right here. Every time I play it, Choppy jumps up and snaps back like he's...
That's what he did!
Yeah, I know.
And then he had, like, blood coming out of his mouth.
We're going to talk about that. I still want to know where that came from, but we'll talk about that in a couple of minutes. Well, what's going on in the chat room there, Chopsta?
You know, they're just exchanging pleasantries.
Pleasantries.
Fucking mooks.
Fucking mooks. Mookosaurus.
The Mookosaurus. Maverick Mook.
Maverick Mook.
And the Puerto Rican Mook.
And the Shaolin Mook.
The Shaolin Mook.
The Shaolin Mook.
The Shaolin Mook.
Not a monk.
But the Mook.
But the Mook. Mookie McMookison.
Wow.
You like that?
Yeah.
You like that?
Better than Jerkoff McGee.
I like Jerkoff McGee, though. I like Jerkoff McGee. Anything else tickling your tits? Anything else going on? Anything else newsworthy? Anything you want to talk about? Something going on? Ring of Honor tickets for Final Battle go on sale tomorrow for the general public. Yeah, Rob didn't get the Honor Club. He forgot. He's going to get them tomorrow. So
good for him.
We'll be at Final Battle this year.
You will.
You're not going.
I'm not going. I have to work. I already checked the date. I got to work that day.
You got to work that day.
I do have to work, unfortunately.
Okay.
I'm definitely going to G1. I don't give a fuck what anyone says.
Okay, so Choppy will not be joining us for Final Battle this year. It's a Friday.
Yeah, it is a Friday because I know I'm going to. You know me on Fridays.
So there'll be no show that day. We're going back to Fridays next week, unfortunately. My mutual was denied.
They denied you?
Well, no, the person who has the new schedule denied it. She doesn't want to switch the shift.
What a bitch.
Oh, it is what it is.
What a mook.
It's okay.
How old is she?
I don't know.
She young?
Yeah.
That's why.
Well, yeah, it is what it is.
Don't you have fucking seniority over these fucking people?
Well, it wasn't my mutual to begin with. The previous person in that shift requested the mutual. So I just figured, okay, we'll keep it going. And I said to her, I'm like, well, I can really use the mutual because, you know. So, of course, my wife flips out on me last night. She's like, oh, you should fucking demand shit. I'm like, I went to the director of the fucking department. It ain't like fucking, this ain't the wild, wild west, you know. I can't walk in there with a fucking six-shooter and be like, all right, fucking partner, give me a schedule change. It doesn't work like that. It's a hospital. They have a policy, procedures. I'm so fucking. I love how people just assume I can go in. You don't stand up for yourself. Get the fuck out of here. I'm standing up for myself. I do have seniority. If a better schedule comes out, then I have seniority. I'm second in seniority. So if a new schedule came out, if my buddy Simon doesn't want it, I get it. You know. I get it. But I have a good schedule. I technically do have a good schedule.
What?
I work 4 days a week.
What?
And I have weekends off.
What?
That's right.
What?
It's a good schedule.
What?
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 I really hate Stone Cold for coming up with this stupid catchphrase. What?
What?
Will you stop?
All right.
A couple more weeks until Venom comes out.
Yeah.
You're really not interested in that.
No, I'll see it, though. I'm so pissed off at fucking movies right now because my movie pass, I went to go see a movie. And because MoviePass is making a transition, they're going by a week-by-week basis on what movies you can watch for free.
What?
So, exactly. And I was like, are you serious now? He's like, yeah. I went,
what?
I was like, so, because, remember they had the premium thing? Now it's like they give you 3 movies a month, which isn't bad. But, like, you can't, I said, I want to see a movie. Well, the movie I want to watch was Operation Finale. It's a World War II movie. And the guy's like, well, no, Mr. Ray, you can't watch it today. You can watch it tomorrow. I'm like, well, I'm in front of the fucking theater today. I don't want to watch it tomorrow. I'm like, I'm being inconvenienced. I want to cancel my subscription. He goes, well, your subscription just re-upped yesterday. So if you cancel, you'll have it for another month until October 13th. And I'm like, you know what? Whatever. He goes, we're making a transition. I'm like, you guys, I've had nothing but fucking problems with this fucking movie pass shit, you know? And I used it because all the movies are coming out in the spring and the summer. But, like, you have to fucking go to the website now and go week by week, day by day basis of what movies you can watch? Get the fuck out of here. Like, this is ridiculous. So, if it doesn't improve by the next spilling cycle, I'm gonna cancel it.
There you have it, folks.
Yeah.
Mr. Philly Ray is very unhappy with his...
Yeah, because there's a movies coming out, man. You got...
Halloween?
Well, you know what? And I was having a conversation with my buddy, Mikey... in the bar on Sunday, I went to go watch the 49ers and Vikings with my buddy Jay, who's a Niners fan, and his cousin Mike came, and Mike's a big Eagles fan, he just came for the food. So we're hanging out, and he says to me, he goes, well, Phil, how do you feel about Halloween? I'm like, you know what? I said, I'm not really into the genre. I said, but you know what? Like I was telling Chunky Larry this too a couple months ago. I said, I might go see it because it's the conclusion of the original movie, and Jamie Lee Curtis is in it, so I'll go see that. Aquaman's coming out, man. I'm excited.
December 21st.
Yeah, I'm excited about that, man.
The only reason you're excited for it is because Black Manta's in that fucking movie.
Black Manta's my fucking dude, man. I love that character. Aquaman, I will kill you. I love Black Manta.
You should do Darkseid.
No, no. No. Oh,
Kalibak. Kalibak. My balls itch.
Yes, father. Yes.
Kalibak.
Why did Kalibak sound like a bitch?
Like my bong.
Yes. Yes, father. I'll lick your bong. I'll lick it.
Kalibak is supposed to be a badass character, and he was a bitch.
Kalibak, go fuck your hand.
Yes. Yes, father. I'll go fuck my hand.
You know, it was a really good superhero show in the 80s.
What?
Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends.
Hell yeah.
That shit was fucking...
Firestar on her big old titties.
Yeah, remember that shit?
Yeah, what?
Fucking Bobby Drake and his gay ass.
Bobby
underwear.
Drake, fucking Iceman.
Iceman.
Hell, hey, hey, Web. Hey, Web Crawler, I'll help you.
You know what was one of my favorite episodes? When Dr. Octopus... No, it wasn't Dr. Octopus. It was Green Goblin.
The Green Goblin, yep.
Dr. Octopus made an appearance on the Incredible Hulk animated series.
He most certainly did.
That was a good episode.
It was. Doc Bruce Banner struck by gamma rays. That's 1966 version now. Yeah.
That was all right.
I love those cartoons. I mean, they're corny as shit, but I love them. I love them. I love all of them.
I was just having a conversation with a coworker of mine. The day that Stan Lee passes away, it's going to be a very sad day in the comic book world.
Yeah. Ghetto Geek Squad episode 2 coming in a couple of weeks. We're going to be doing a Saturday morning cartoon episode. So be on the lookout for that. I'm just trying to work out a date where all you mooks can show up and do it with me. And we probably might be moving the studio here around the corner. So we'll be working on that.
See.
And this motor sound is starting up again. I don't know what the fuck that's all about.
It's a green wire.
It's just fucking wire. Yeah, we got to definitely need upgrading equipment. On that note, it's going to be a little bit of an extended, abbreviated, I should say.
Abbreviated
show. Because Choppy's got to get up at the crack of ass tomorrow to go to work.
I wish it was the crack of ass. I think it's even way, way before the crack of ass.
That's right.
4 o'clock in the morning.
All right, so let's take a quick break and plug off friends. And we'll be right back with a Turnbuckle Throwback. So we're live on rantemradio.com, part of the Shining Wizards Network. Thanks, everybody, for hanging out with us tonight. We'll be right back.
See.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
If you're not tuned in to the Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Oh, my God. I just love the Shining Wizards. It's 4 fucking virgin marks complaining about a fucking fake fighting show. Keep going, boys. The Stallion fucking loves you.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, rantemradio.com. It's the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Horns up. This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at InconclusivePod or Facebook.com/InconclusiveBreakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
Hey, this is Mike from The Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Rant EM Radio, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's The Midnight Jury on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
This is the last professional broadcaster, Sam Roberts, and you're listening to Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea and Choppy on Rant EM Radio.
Yeah, buddy.
Fire me! I'm already fired! By the way, I love that theme.
Fire me! I'm already fired! Fire me! I'm already fired!
Alright, we're back.
That crowd was lit!
All their crowds were lit at that time, man.
But
everything.
The return of Flair, really.
Oh my god.
Oof.
That was fantastic.
They lost their fucking minds, dude.
Oh, 100%. 100%, man. 100%.
Oh, my God.
All right, we're back. Turnbuckle Throwbacks live on the Rant, rantemradio.com. It's Phil. It's Choppy. A little abbreviated version of the throwback tonight. No big deal. At least we get an episode.
This card.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, let's do it proper.
No, I was just looking at it. I was like, oof.
Yeah.
Oof.
Because me and Choppy are like, oh. You know, this is the big. This is actually one of their biggest nights ever.
It was an historic night. Because Flair had been gone for like almost a year,
and Flair had legit beef with Bischoff. And we'll get into that too. So let's get into the throwback of the week. All right.
Yep.
And now here is your throwback of the week, sponsored by the Shining Wizards Network and Rant EM Radio.
All right. This is almost 20 years to the day. Tomorrow will be 20 years.
Holy shit.
Right? Exactly. September 14th, 1988 from...
What was it? It was in South Carolina. Greensboro.
Greensville.
What was the... It was a new venue.
It was a new venue, yeah.
I forgot the name of the venue.
Right.
It's all right. No big deal.
Doesn't matter.
South Carolina gives a shit. They're going to get hit by a hurricane anyways.
What's wrong with you, dude? Dude, why would you say that?
Oh my god, I'm so sorry. Terrible.
Dude.
I'm sorry.
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
I really am sorry.
Wow.
I really don't think before I say anything.
Obviously.
Continue. Sorry.
All right, so we established last week this was a pretty shitty pay-per-view saved by a couple of matches, right?
Correct.
Okay. So... You know, there was no Goldberg, no TV title, no Benoit, no Guerrero, no Booker T. Eddie claims on a work shoot that the coffee spilled on was an accident. You remember all that thing?
I remember that.
Okay.
He's like, Eric Bischoff, I'm throwing coffee on me.
But in his book, he said that the he carried great anger towards Bischoff for years after that was bitter.
Yeah, I'm sure he was.
Eddie
is probably one of the most gifted athletes and wrestlers at that time period.
Yeah.
Without even holding the WCW title.
And Nitro won the...
The war.
The war that night.
Correct.
4.5 to 4.0.
That is correct, yes.
So it was,
Which is still, surprisingly enough, it's still very low rating, considering the fact that it's a Monday Night Wars, but it's still very... It's very high for today's standards. Because today's standards are like, what, a 2? Maybe a little under a 2 now?
2.5. If you get 2.5, that's like 2 million viewers, right?
That's, yes. No, okay. if it's 2.5 on a Nielsen rating, I think it's like a 2 million right there.
So the pay-per-view opens up with, this is Monday Nitro, by the way.
Yes.
Episode 150-something.
I forgot.
Hold on, I'll tell you right now. Where's my shit? Episode 157.
Correct.
157. So it opens up with Mike Tenay running around like a fucking headless chicken.
Yeah, trying to find Flair.
Trying to find Flair. Went to some airport, went to the limo, runs over to the plane. Guy has no comment. Excuse me. Sorry about that.
That first opening match.
Oh, you mean the bond burner that was Alex Wright versus Hammer? And not my son Hammer either. What was up with Hammer's gear?
Why was he a hippie all of a sudden? Just because the flock was disbanded doesn't mean you're a fucking hippie.
I don't know.
Why couldn't he just be heavy metal Van Hammer? That would have been great.
I think the best part of this whole match is Ernest Miller coming out and kicking everybody in the head.
Oh, that was great. Even though Ernest Miller was a god-awful wrestler.
I'm the greatest! I'm the greatest! I'm the greatest!
Where was Norman Smiley to retort or do something?
Well, they were going back and forth since Thunder, too. They were torn apart in the back room, you know, with the...
I mean, it was two colored fighters, so they had to make sure we keep them... Sorry.
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
What? They had to pull... They don't want to have no... Oh, let me just shut up. I'm terrible. All right, let's continue.
Oof. All right. So no one cares about... So now Ernest Miller gets arrested.
Yeah.
All right. Here comes Brett the Hitman Hart.
He's hobbling.
He's gimping.
But dude, how does a fucking slapjack or flapjack, whatever the fuck it was called, when he gets hit in the fucking head at War Games, make him limp?
I don't know, dude.
That was stupid.
So Mean Gene starts to ramble. He asks about the injury. Brett admits making a mistake. He's a complete jackass.
What a jerk off.
He thinks Hulk Hogan's full of crap. And here comes Roddy Piper. So let's take you now to that audio.
Please.
Shall we?
Hollywood Hogan. You know, Hulk Hogan. Hollywood Hogan.
He is very holy.
For me and he ran for me and he made promises to me. But you are scum. What you did last night, what Stevie Ray tried to do, they tried, and I guess they succeeded, because it looks like
my doctors
are telling me that it's going to be a long time before I wrestle again.
What did he hit? Why? Because he hit you with a sock? You fucking jerk off. I don't even know why Nick German likes this mook.
I never earned it, and I don't deserve it. I don't know what I'm doing with it in the first place.
You're terrible.
But all I'm going to do is make one promise that Hulk Hogan, I'm not finished.
Go back to
WWF. I will be back, and I promise that I'm going to make your life a living hell.
Hell!
I'm serious about this, Brett. And I don't blame all these fans for losing all respect in me.
Would you look at this? Would you look at this?
Oh, my goodness. Now, this is not scheduled.
This is not Bret scheduled.
Of course it's not, Mean Gene. It's off the cuff.
I'm not going to come out here and beg for forgiveness or anything.
Fuck it. Now, what about the presence of Rowdy Roddy Piper?
Fuck it. Oh, my God.
What's going up here tonight? Fuck it. This is very ill-timed as far as you're concerned. Both of these men a little worse for wear.
I hated Piper's promo at
the War Games
in the 90s.
Put that cigarette out.
I agree.
Yeah, Roddy Piper as a face in WCW was almost not fun to watch.
It's laughable at best. I mean, crowd's on fire, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
It's Piper. He's a legend. But the problem is that almost the majority of the roster is all legends.
You know, overpaid legends.
Exactly.
I came out here 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
Told you.
Fucking Canadian accent, you mother Canucks.
What a jerk you were being.
Oof.
About you hanging around with Hogan.
Terrible.
You hanging around with Hogan. You laughing with Hogan. You hurting people's careers. I told you about the kids. Put your head up and look at me, man, when I'm talking to you. Kids, the ones that looked up to you. More than that, I told you about how you hurt your mom and your dad. At least you got a mom and dad. Do you ever think about that? Now I hear you talking like this. I told you, you're breaking your dad's heart. And you know what?
You are not the first one to get conned by Hulk Hogan, that piece of slime.
It's like he almost wanted to say piece of shit, and he can't.
And if you dare,
right.
If you dare, I've known you since you've been this high. And you
I've known you since this high.
I told him how scared you were, and I'm telling you right now, if your dad was to see you now talking honest to these people like you are, he'd be doggone proud of you. Your dad was one great fighter, and so are you. And I understand you saying to these people the mistakes that you made. But the last thing I want you to do is bury yourself in your own pity now. Now I want you to soar with the eagles. Prove to these people what you are and what you have been. Don't let them down again.
Just another Canuck curse.
And I'm sure. Hey, wait a second. Wait a second, please.
Please.
Please. This is a tough sport. This is a tough sport. Today you're a hero. Tomorrow you're a zero. But if we in America
right about that.
Can find it right now in our hearts to forgive Bill Clinton, we sure in the heck can find it to forgive Bret Hart.
Oh, they are in South Carolina. Probably a Republican state, so there you go. That's why they're booing.
Probably.
Fucking mooks.
That's not mine. It's Chelsea's. I got my Hummer from Bret Hart under the table.
He was speaking to you.
That bitch sucked mean dick.
Up your parents I did your not past. Have sexual relations.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman. That's right.
I know the favorite pastime in the Oval Office is swallow the leader.
Swallow the leader. That's right. Sometimes you take it to the face. Sometimes take it, back of the crack. You know how we do.
Wow.
That's how we do it, man. That's how we do it. All right, so how about Saturn versus Kendall Windham?
Autistic Kendall Windham.
Kendall Windham looks like he works for a moving company.
Dude, he was so out of shape and terrible looking, bro.
Yeah, he did. At one point, he body slams Perry Saturn and then throws an elbow, falls over an elbow, and like he just looks like he looked like he didn't get paid at the moving truck site. He looked terrible. And Saturn fucking suplexed him and slammed him all over the fucking place.
Oh, God. Thank you, Saturn, by the way.
Yeah, thank you, Perry Saturn.
Dude, he looked like.
Yeah, dork shit.
Remember in 91 where he actually looked like a child, and now he looks like fucking 50 years old, and he was only 31 or 30, whatever, however old he was? Terrible.
Yeah, a bit too long, but it shows, like I said, it shows Saturn's resilience. Hit him with a DVD.
I love that he called it the DVD. It was awesome.
Then the flock heads to the ring. Ray was in the crowd. The man, they pay attention, and they had 24 hours of freedom. He wants them to join him back. Saturn's talking to them, telling them not to join, do something with themselves. He tells Riggs and Harris and now Lodi. Raven's trying to counteract by interjecting, and now Sick Boy and Kidman. And Saturn tells the latter that he was amazing. He should go for the Cruiserweight Championship. Raven begs them to come back to him. Raven yells at them slowly, and they all depart. And Saturn, ha ha ha, gloats or whatever.
What about the next match?
Ooh. What, the Barnburner that was Wrath versus the Renegade?
What a squad. The Renegade, that's the Ultimate Warrior. What are you talking about? I thought that was the Warrior there.
You boys are a bit bored.
I'm here by Jimmy Hart to search and destroy. However that promo went.
He boots him in the head, stomps him, and walks and finishes him all. Squash.
What was the name of his move? Wrath's move? It was like the pump handle slam?
Yeah. I forgot what the name of it was.
The Meltdown.
Yeah, the Meltdown.
Because he was known as Adam Bomb. Wink, wink.
Yes.
What a terrible gimmick.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Adam Bomb. Jesus Christ. Oh, boy.
All right, so we go to Hulk Hogan.
Christ on a cracker.
Let's go to Hulk Hogan real quick.
Triple H.
In Las Vegas. And I'm going to be partying right around the time Hollywood Havoc's going down. So, Warrior, if you want to get a little piece of history, if you want to live forever like Hollywood, take your chances because, brother, I challenge you, you coward.
What about that?
I challenge you, Warrior, to step in the ring with Hollywood. And after I wipe that paint off your face, and beat you right in the center of the ring. I'm going to go headhunting, and I'm going to beat Goldberg.
would go down as the worst wrestling match in history.
Come here, the warrior. Let's get the where's he at?
Where's the booty man?
Where's the disciple?
There
it is. Call it. Where's the warrior?
One down. How many to go?
Three. Looks like to me. Fans, is that an answer to a challenge? I think so.
Warrior.
Warrior.
So, there. So, like the smoke is in the ring. Disciple gets taken from, you know. So,
was it? I forgot. I think it was like the following week.
Yeah,
Disciple's up in the rafter with Warrior, and then he's like the Warrior's holding him like this, and he's like slunched down.
Oh, no, he's in the ring. Yeah,
no, I'm talking about that. I think it's the following week.
Yeah. So now we see the pyro. Oh, yeah, we see the Nitro Girls a few times.
That was at the beginning of the
episode. Beginning of it, yeah.
I'll tell you.
Well, how about Liz, though? Liz wearing those leather chaps. Whoa, she looked hotter as an older woman.
The older she got, the better looking she got.
She was a fucking smoke show.
I would fuck the shit out of her.
I love it.
In 98, I would have tore that pussy up. My God.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, she was a smoke show. Like, she didn't need to wear leather chaps.
Like, you know, a lot of people loved Woman. I thought she was the most fucking...
No.
She was...
Have you seen Woman from Florida Championship Wrestling?
She was all right.
Oh, dude, she was a fucking smoke show.
Bro, she looked like fucking Webster. All right? Get out of here. With that schnozzola of hers?
That schnozzola.
Fuck her, man.
Nah, I thought she was... I saw her a bunch of times in person. She's a fucking smoke show.
Yeah.
Nah, I thought she was cute.
You know who was a smoke show, too? Deborah McMichael.
Yeah, she was cute.
She had them
big old
fake titties,
big old tittle biggies,
them fig ass titties.
I love the signs in the crowd too. Everybody had a fucking sign.
Like even fucking Alex Wright had people had signs.
But everybody had a fan. Every wrestler had a fan. Every wrestler,
it was insane.
Even Silver King had fans.
I like Silver King.
I'm saying he had fans too. Here comes Kidman now.
Oh, Kidman with his wife beater.
With
now.
His fucking him and he works in the same movie company as Kendall Windham.
He does.
They wear the same fucking gear.
Except now the Shooting Star Press is not called the 7 Year Itch anymore.
They called it the 7 Year Itch though.
They did.
And he had a fucking great cruiserweight title match
And who won? Who won?
Billy Kidman.
Of course.
Yeah, he fought.
Deserves it.
Yeah, he fought the Juice.
I didn't like Hoovy that much. I don't know what it was about. I felt like he was a ripoff of Ray Ray.
It's Hoovy. You know, I guess they lose a little bit when they lose their mask, I feel like.
Yeah, why? Like, I never understood the fascination of Bischoff having these guys lose their mask. It was Ray, Hoovy, fucking Psychosis. Why?
And you know what sucks, too? That Mike Tenay has to be the bridge. Like, some of these guys lose their masks in Mexico, but you wouldn't know it because you were still trying to use dial-up at the time.
Correct.
And, you know, you had to read, if you didn't read a magazine or a dirt sheet, oh, he lost his mask in Mexico City 2 months ago. And I'm like, really? I didn't even see the fucking match.
Correct.
So, but then they make him lose him. If they lose him there, they had to lose him here.
Correct.
So Bischoff, like you said, was fucking obsessed with it. But this was a good match.
Yeah, but the thing is, they could have been moneymakers for the company. Like the mask. Like, did you? How many millions did Rey Mysterio make off the mask in WWE? Tons.
Well, he made money off the mask his whole career.
Yeah, but then Bischoff.
Because his uncle gave him the mask.
But then Bischoff made him lose the mask in WCW.
Ryan Hunt. He made Hoovy lose the mask too.
Stupid.
The only one that didn't lose the mask is La Parca and Psychosis.
I love La Parca.
Well, I love.
No, Psychosis did lose his mask.
Oh, he did, right?
He did.
He did.
I'm telling you, he did. I remember this.
Let's take to the end of this match.
Okay, sorry.
Back, it's all right.
It took too long here.
It sure did, Larry. Up and wow, Kidman in effect got a power bomb out of that.
Caught him in midair, power bombed him to the mat.
That was a good Shooting Star Press, by the way.
The newfound intensity of Kidman. You know what? His career begins anew tonight as he wins the Cruiserweight title.
Yeah.
How many times did he win the Cruiserweight title? I mean, it was a lot.
Not sure. A few times.
I'm sure it was more than Ray.
Probably. This was the match of the night, though.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go to a commercial break.
And it was the longest match of the night, by the way.
Yeah. It was the longest match. Saturn comes out. The fans, like Choppy said, hot. Super hot. Loved everybody. So, then we get the Jackie Chan plugging his movie.
What was it?
The what do you call Rush Hour?
No.
Yeah.
Was it Rush Hour?
Yeah, Rush Hour came out in the theater that year.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yep.
That was actually a good movie, though.
Eric Bischoff arguing with Eddie Guerrero backstage about who made a star. About who made who a star. Bischoff wonders how he likes Japan and sends him to fucking... He goes, enjoy your burritos.
Oof. God, such... Could you imagine saying something like that now? Yeah, go enjoy your burritos, you Mexican.
The next match. Mm-mm. The Barbarian with Jimmy Hart versus the British Bulldog.
What a... First off, I don't even know why the Bulldog was even on the card. He was fucking injured from the night before.
From the trapdoor.
Dude. It was a horrible match. It was terrible. Barbarian's already, like, way past his prime. Bulldog was past his prime, like, 10 years ago. I mean, it was just... No. No, thank you.
Yeah. It was hard to watch.
Believe it or not, I actually like the Giant versus Ming a lot more.
But the lights go dim, and there's a god-awful cackle, and the lights flash, too. So, what's that all about?
I don't know. We'll see.
Right. Jim Neidhart was supposed to fight the Disciple.
To no.
Doesn't happen.
Nope.
Doesn't happen. The Warrior responds with the OWN Revolution. He has a Disciple in the ring. He accepts the challenge. The Disciple's on his knees. Talks about the fear and the trembling. I'm not going to play the promo. I hate the Warriors promos. And then the Misty again. So. And we go to match number 7, which was a handicap match. Norman Smiley and Silver King.
How Steiner pulled it off, I don't know how he did it. Because first off, Silver King is a very hefty guy. And then Norman Smiley is not a tiny man himself.
It was supposed to be a tag match.
It was.
It was.
But it was, Buff wasn't injured, though. It was all a fucking storyline.
It was all a storyline.
But like... Hold on.
This fucking thing's a piece of shit.
So, he puts both guys...
Yeah.
In the Steiner fucking recline. How do you pull it? It's even hard for fucking, what's his name? For fucking the Sheik to put one guy.
Yeah, it's true.
So.
It's true.
What a disaster.
Yeah, double Steiner recliner.
Terrible. Yeah. The next match was fucking good, though.
Yeah, Giant versus Ming. Two slabs of beef.
When I first saw these two match up, I was like, man, Giant's in for a fucking fight, dude, because Ming is no fucking joke.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking Haku?
Yep.
By the way, who came up with the name Ming?
I don't know. Well, it's Ming the Merciless.
But still, Ming? I mean, he's a fucking Tongan.
Yeah, I don't know.
A good match, though. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially with that, what was this fucking move called?
Who?
The Tongan Death Grip.
Oh, the Tongan Death
Grip. I love the Tongan Death Grip. It was great. He'd go like, hoo ha! And then he'd just
fucking poke you right in the throat.
And it was over. I love that move.
It's a match.
I love that move.
Yeah, it's a good we appreciate Ming now more because his backstory.
I liked Ming.
But I always liked him.
I liked Ming.
But now you appreciate him more because and his sons are doing big things. The Bullet Club, he's still doing it, man. Like, he's still doing it. He's still doing
that choke slam that he gave fucking Ming was nice.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Holy shit.
100%. 100%. The next match.
Ugh.
So, in real life, Scott Hall has a drinking problem.
Well, he was going through some divorce issues, and
yeah.
That's what led to his drinking problem.
So, they incorporate the storyline that he's drunk. And it's fucking corny.
It's stupid. Even Bischoff admits that he shouldn't have done it.
No, you're right. You're right.
So. Who's that? Is that me or you?
Is that... Oh, that's me, buddy.
Look at you. You're important.
I'm not important.
You're the greatest of all time.
Am I the GOAT?
Yes. You are the GOAT of Turnbuckle Throwbacks. I'm the Mook of Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
You're the Mook?
I shall be the Mook, and you're the GOAT.
Awesome. So, here we are. The turnaround... you could say. I don't know if it's a turnaround, but it, as Choppy said before, it's the probably the biggest, it's one of the biggest moments, not only in pro wrestling, but in Monday Night Nitro history.
I think this is probably like the apex of, like, in terms of the ratings, this is probably like the highest rating they'll ever get.
Yeah.
And then after tonight, after this moment, it's just like, pff, that was it. No more. But this is a fantastic moment. I'll never forget this.
Yeah.
I actually turned from, mind you, at this point I was Monday Night Raw through and through in 98.
Yeah.
And then I, when I found out Flair was coming back, I was like, no, I gotta see if Flair's actually there. And I was like this the whole time. I was like, oh my God, Flair and Eric Bischoff fucking hate each other. They're legit. It was awesome.
Yeah.
What are your memories of that time period?
Why was Flair's mouth bloody?
Yeah, he was pissed!
But why did his mouth bleed?
Because he bit his tongue!
He had to.
He was like, ugh!
He had to. My mindset was, I was excited to see Flair come back.
Yeah, man!
Like they went nuts. I'm going to play his promo right now because it's awesome.
I'll never forget that promo.
And what makes this more fun is, come to find out, like I said before, there was legit heat with Bischoff and... Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah. And Bischoff and Flair. Flair was very unhappy. A lot of the older guys weren't happy in the company because of the direction it was going. You know, it was these guys coming in, getting the guaranteed contracts, and then all of a sudden the inmates start running the asylum. The NWO thing ran way too fucking long. The curtain jerk guys were more talented than a third of the NWO's roster. No disrespect to Hall and Nash or anything like that, but those guys, all the fucking
like
B-players.
Jericho, Guerrero, Benoit, Malenko, Giant, Saturn,
Billy Kidman.
Giant was doing fucking drop kicks off the top rope, dude.
Psicosis, Ray Ray, and all the luchadors, you know. All those guys were way fucking better, and they were getting half the money, you know. But this was the way it was, and Flair... At that point, he's fucking 50 years, pushing 50.
Yes.
You know, he's been in the business for 25 years, and I guess a lot of guys in his era had that sense of entitlement, so to speak.
But he's fucking Ric Flair.
I'm not debating with you. I'm not arguing with you. I'm just giving you, like, devil's advocate. Like, I'm thinking that's what the mindset was with a lot of these guys, like Arn Anderson and Ric Flair and Sting,
yep,
and Luger. Like, hey man, we've fucking been here since the beginning. Some of us came, went back, but we've been around the block for a hot minute, man. You know what I'm saying? And this was the turning point.
Mm-hmm.
Let's bring these guys back. You know, let's fucking do it, you know? So
it was like when I first saw this moment to see, you know, JJ. But, oh, that's another thing. I didn't know, like, at this time in 1998, I did not know JJ was part of the group. Because I didn't know the full history of the Horsemen. At this very moment, I was 14, all I knew was, who did I know? I knew Brian Pillman was in it, in the Horsemen. I knew Arn was in it. I knew Rick was in it. And I knew Mongo was in it. And then it got switched around with, like, Malenko and Benoit. Those were the only guys I knew about. And it wasn't until, like, all these documentaries came out that I knew there was other horsemen, you know? And to see JJ in the ring, I was like, why is JJ in the ring? He's not a horseman. But then it turns out he was a horseman from, like, back in the 80s, and I never knew that, you know? It was an education for me as well.
And JJ, people forget, too, JJ technically didn't manage the horsemen initially.
It was just Tully.
He was part of Tully Blanchard and Enterprises.
Yep.
So JJ became, like, he wasn't really a manager per se.
He was a figurehead.
He was like, he was like a spokesperson, I guess.
He was like, what, the Paul Heyman of that group?
Yeah, and you know what? He got dirty. He wrestled and...
If he had to, he had to.
Yeah, no, I guess he was their manager per se, but he was, in real life, he was also like the mediator. He did what Paul Ellering did. He helped them book their flights.
And then if he told them, look, guys, it's time to go home, it's time to,
like,
go home.
Like, he was that guy. Like, you know, he would let them sleep in his front yard so they didn't have to go home to their wives because they were fucked up, you know?
Yeah.
I heard all the stories. It was fun. Fun but sad at the same time, you know?
You know, I'm also kind of saddened that they didn't even try. Like, you know, they had all the, they had Tully, They had Arn. They had Flair there. But, you know, I would have made it at least try to contact Tully for this night. Could you imagine if they gotten Tully Blanchard for this night?
Yeah, Tully was going through his demons, though.
Was he already at this point?
I don't think he found God at this point yet.
Oh, he didn't.
I don't know. I'm assuming. But
yeah, this moment was crazy.
Yeah, he brings out all the horsemen. Double A's like, listen, here's the deal. You asked for it. You're getting it. But here's the thing. We're not responsible for what happens.
We're not nice guys.
We don't wear white hats. We're not nice guys. But this is what you want. Here you have it. And he goes, oh, wait a minute. I forgot something. It's Ric Flair. And he brings Flair out. So here's the Nature Boy already crying. So let's take you now to the Nature Boy. Crowd was so hot.
Love this man.
Everybody throwing the fours up.
Oh, God. They're not stopping. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm almost embarrassed by the response. But when I see this, I know that the 25 years that I spent trying to make you happy every night of your life was worth every damn minute of it. Now, somebody told me that the horsemen were having a party tonight in Greenville. Could that be true, that the most elite group that Eric Bischoff said was dead is alive and well?
He gets where he bit his tongue.
Yeah.
Bischoff, this might be my only shot. And I gotta tell you, I'm gonna make it my best. Is this what you call a great moment in TV? It's wrong, because this is real. This is not bought and paid for. It's a real life situation.
Very real. The emotion.
Just like the night in Columbia, South Carolina, when you looked at me, tears in my eyes, and said, God, that's good TV. It was real. Arn Anderson passed the torch. It was real, damn it. You think Sting was crying?
Oh, Nate, right there is the blood. Like that's what he bit his tongue.
On TV. If it wasn't real, this guy, my best friend, is one of the greatest performers to ever live. And you squashed him in one night. Then you get on the phone and tell me, disband the horsemen, they're dead. Disband the horsemen. Me, you know what? I looked at myself in the mirror the next day, and I saw a pathetic figure that gave up and quit. And from that, I owe you, the wrestling fans. I owe these guys an apology, because it won't happen again. We're real and Bischoff, for no matter what you think.
Bischoff coming out dressed like a math teacher.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. No, you're not cheating. You're normal, Barry.
right, asshole. That's right. You're an obnoxious, overbearing ass. Abuse of power. You. Abuse of power. Cut me off.
Cut me off.
You will it's never, ever wrestle abuse of power. You suck. You, I hate your guts. You're a cheat. You're a scam. You are a no good son of a bitch.
How do I know? I remember this vividly, Mike.
So good.
God,
fire me.
I'm already fired. Fire me.
Fire me.
Wow, ladies and gentlemen. That was the greatest moment in the history of this television program.
Say that again. What was that, Shivani? The greatest moment on this television program, huh?
That's exactly what he said.
Wow.
Yep.
And guess what? It wasn't even involving the NWO. Who would have fucking thought, right?
Yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Fucking jerk-offs.
But, like you said before, it had to be like their crowning moment. It had to be... I think there's certain times... in pro wrestling that you just... I mean, that's why we do the show, because we don't forget anything, because we're good like that, but... not that I want to toot my own horn, but...
Toot, toot.
These things... because I remember texting you, you want to do the Nitro, and you're like, I was thinking the same thing!
Yeah,
like,
man!
Because you know what? I think it was apropos. I think it should have happened like that. We just didn't think of it sooner. I think you let it marinate. Because you think of the promo and you're like, fuck, you gotta talk about it, man. You gotta talk about it, and now you have to make it a soundbite.
Fire me! I'm already fired! Fire me! I'm already fired!
It is the greatest, one of the greatest Ric Flair, I think it's probably top five Ric Flair promos of all time.
It has to be, because it was raw and it was real, because he hated... When I tell you hated, he hated Eric Bischoff at this time.
For a long time.
Oof.
A lot of guys did. And it's funny because when they do these table for threes or these DVDs now, Eric Bischoff plays it off like, I don't remember that. I don't remember saying this.
Motherfucker, you remember it.
Yeah. I think you really have to own up to something. And not for nothing, not to say Eric Bischoff's a bad dude, because I don't think he's a bad dude. He just made decisions that he thought was good for the company. They gave him a really good position. Like, he ran WCW. And not for nothing, from what he was doing prior to that, not a lot of guys get that opportunity. And he took the fucking ball and he ran with it. He pitched a couple of ideas. The network ate it up. Ted Turner was like, he wants wrestling on TV. He wants to compete with Vince McMahon. And this is what had to be done. And you hire somebody who thinks out of the box, and that's what happens.
This, think about this for a second. This guy was the third string announcer with DDP, and then within a couple of years became the president. Think about this for a second, people. The president of WCW.
Yeah.
And for good reason too. For two straight years, he made that company money.
Yeah.
Like they were losing money, and they were making money.
Now. Yeah, 100%. And on top of that. You know, it wound up being their downfall, him thinking outside the box, because he gave too many guys fucking stroke that he shouldn't have, meaning the wrestlers. And I made the whole, you know, inmates run the asylum shit, you know?
Yeah.
But in hindsight, yeah, that's his genius became the downfall of WCW. Not yet, but...
It was getting there.
Yeah, you saw Raw catching up, 4-5 to a 4-0. They were real fucking smoking hot at this point.
Like, both companies
were on fire.
They were doing really well.
And no one's talking about ECW, because 98 ECW is doing some big things too.
Dude, TNN was going on. They were going on Friday nights on TNN.
100%.
Dude, when I found out they were going on TNN, I lost my shit.
Everybody did. Everybody did. They were like, oh my. Well, it's Nashville Network. Who cares?
It's TV,
right.
Prime time on Friday nights.
Yeah, and that became a downfall too. And we'll get into that. We'll get into that. Yeah. Maybe we'll do some ECW. Maybe we'll do some ECW next week. We didn't pick a throwback for next week. We'll talk about that off the air. But that's really the you know, the... So let's do the last match, match 10.
Goldberg versus Sting.
Versus Sting for the title.
Now, just Sting, Wolfpack Sting.
Yeah, this was a fun match.
It was a good match. It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
I actually remember this match pretty well. It was
good. And here's the thing. People were switching back and forth. The main events were competing at a fever pitch at this point. At a fever pitch. Let's take it to the end of the match, shall we? All right. Like you said, it was Wolfpack Sting versus Bill Goldberg for the title.
Mook Goldberg.
He is scum. Goldberg didn't see it. Referee didn't see it. Sting didn't even know what hit him. Come on. All right, Diamond Dallas, full of disgust. The spear.
And Hogan's in from behind as usual.
What a coward! What a low life coward! Didn't want anybody to win but him.
Right on heart.
With one good leg. Coming in to help up Goldberg. Goldberg retains the title, goes to 144 now. You hear are for Hogan. It's still Goldberg and the referee. They still don't know what's going on here.
You know, I'm a big Goldberg fan, but I'll tell you, if it wasn't for Sting, he'd have lost it.
If it wasn't for Hogan coming down, you're right. Sting had him hooked.
I believe you're right. We would have seen the end of a superior reign. Bret Hart is letting Goldberg know what went down now.
Wow.
Sting was kicked in the head, literally knocked out even before the spear. Leaving to Hogan to taint the end of a remarkable program. For all of us in WCW, a night we'll never forget. Goldberg helps Sting up, and we'll see you next week.
And there you are, Chops.
That was, besides some, like, the matches were very lackluster, but that moment was...
Well, that was Nitro.
Yeah. What do you call it? Shillin's asking a pretty good question.
Sure.
Will you guys be doing a throwback of the final Nitro episode in the near future?
In the near future? I don't know. We'll do it. I don't know if we'll do it soon, but...
Well, you gotta think about this for a second, because if we do that Nitro, we also have to do the Raw. Of that
Panama
because they're both at the same time.
Vince buys, yeah. That so was we, Flair and Sting was the main event, right?
Correct.
Right.
That we would have to do both shows.
Yeah, that might be like an anniversary show.
I agree.
Like we'll do both cards maybe next year. Maybe we'll do it. I don't know. I'm kind of liking this whole year thing. Like we did 98, 97.
Then next year we go to 99.
Yeah, I think I like that format better because it gives us more programming options. I'm trying to stick to that, and we'll throw in some, you know, we'll throw in some golf balls. We'll throw in some fucking goofballs. Like we'll do some ECW.
You know what pay per view I can't wait for next year?
What?
The Legends of Wrestling pay per view.
We did that already with Eddie.
I know.
Oh, we'll do it again? The anniversary?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll do the anniversary. Okay, we'll bring Eddie back for it.
Oh, my God, dude.
Eddie's not doing podcasts right now, but I'm sure he'll come. Maybe he'll do like a one-shot with us, which would be pretty cool. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. 99 was Jericho's debut.
By the way, I took your advice. I went to go listen to the episode of Talk is Jericho.
Right. With him. With Conrad.
Oh, my
God. Fun, right?
Dude, he went in depth with that fucking interview.
He goes, the recent one I just listened to was his all-in run-in. Did you know what he did?
No.
He basically took a flight from like Little Rock, Arkansas to Chicago.
Without anybody knowing.
Without anybody knowing except for Cody and the Bucks.
And Kenny knew. I'm sure Kenny knew about
it. No.
Kenny didn't know?
He didn't know until that. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, Kenny. I'm sorry. It was Kenny, Cody, and the Bucks knew. No one else knew. Except for Jericho's manager in the band. And his assistant went with him. and they flew from Little Rock to Chicago, and they were stuck on the tarmac because of the fucking weather. It was a storm that day. Jericho lands, and they don't have the costume was weird. You know how it was, maybe they had to spray paint that costume.
Oh boy.
Because Pentagon didn't have the same costume. He had the silver one, he had a gold one. You know, they carried different ones.
Yeah.
It's a cool episode. And then after that match, he flew to fucking Kansas City, Missouri that night and did a show with Fozzy.
Let me just tell you something. Chris Jericho has to be the hardest
right now
working performer out there, man.
And he didn't even take a fucking payday on this. He's like, just give me what you think you owe me, what you want to give me. I want to do it for the run. I want to do it for the fans. So Jericho basically did this for probably nothing. You told him, you just arrange the ground transport. He had a private jet fly him. Atlas Security did the event. The old ECW Atlas Security. So they picked him up at the airport. There was a kid who saw him on the plane with a Bullet Club shirt on, because Jericho figured if I get there after it starts, no one's going to be around. There was a kid taking fucking pictures of him. So Jericho stopped him and saw him. He's like, yo, you can delete those pictures, right? And the kid said, yeah. And then he made the kid delete the pictures. And he's like, I'm sorry. I got excited. He's like, oh, don't worry about it. But, you know, no one should know. You know, the kid could have blew his fucking cover. He didn't blow. You got to listen to the episode. It's really fucking cool. Man. But other than that, yeah, I like this whole year thing that we're doing. I'm excited for Halloween Havoc next month. That's going to be fun for Halloween.
Terrible.
Well, no, but it's fun. It's like fun. Hogan Warrior. It's fun. Looking back on it now, and then we're going to throw some WWF in there because a lot of shit was going on in 98. A lot of shit.
That tournament for the Intercontinental title.
Oh, my God. Yes. There's so much stuff going on right now, so we have to start programming our Fridays accordingly.
Yeah. What do you call it? What else happened in 99 that was pretty big? We had Jericho debuting.
Universal title. Undisputed.
Not until 2000.
2000, right?
2001.
Oh, right.
So, Jericho debuts in 99. Jeff Jarrett loses to China, and then goes to debut on WCW.
I watched that match in Tank's house.
What, the housekeeping match?
Yes, Tank's dad ordered it on pay-per-view.
It wasn't a bad match. It was okay.
No, the house cleaning match, yeah. Right? Yeah.
There's a couple of guys that debuted in
that. Yeah, it's gonna be fun. So we'll finish the year strong now.
Yeah, of course. So
let's wrap this up. I know you got a big day tomorrow.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
let's wrap this up and just play some 1998 metal. You know, that's what we always do here. Try to coincide with everything.
Coincide.
That's right. Cream of the crop.
I gotta show you this kick-ass song that I have on Facebook.
Okay.
Or off the air.
Off the air. Off the air.
Oh, yeah. Heroes of Wrestling.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Heroes, not Legends. I know what you meant. Legends of Wrestling was a video game for PlayStation.
Yes. Terrible game.
Xbox, I mean.
Terrible game.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible. At least I got to be King Kong Bundy in the game.
Andre.
I'm already Andre. I don't need to play as Andre. I am a tag team title.
That's right. That's right.
I ask you for a World Tag Team title match. You do a good Andre, you know that?
I try.
Who does it?
Eddie.
Eddie does the...
Eddie Shining Woods is Eddie. Does a really good Andre. Okay, so thank you very much for hanging with us. We're back on Fridays next week. Same bad time, same bad channel. Keep it locked on all the website gimmicks.
Back on Friday, people. Not Thursday. Friday, 9 o'clock, live.
Right. RantEMRadio.com. ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. RantEMRadio.com, TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com. You know all the social media gimmicks. Hit up Nick German on the gram. We're hopping on the Instagrams right now.
Hit us up on the Facce Libre.
On the Facce Libre, that's right. And on the Twit Machine.
The Twatter.
iTunes is taken care of. Audio Boom, Stitcher, Google Play. It's all there, guys. Go get it. Tune in. Midnight Jury's back on the rant.
God bless.
They came back last week. We'll download that. Inconclusive had a great show last week on the Wizards Network. We'll get that. It's all there. Get it for you guys. It's free. And we're here for you, right? Is that what you say?
What?
Is that what you say? We're here for you?
That's what I'm here for.
That's what I'm here for. You
fucking jerk off. Don't use my Twitter thing handle slogan.
We don't pay mooks.
No, of course not. I gotta copyright that fucking phrase.
Anyways,
I am a pain in the ass.
And I am the Impact Player, Philly Ray, bidding you adieu, reminding you all to care of yourselves, each other. Hope you voted today. Invest. And be good fucking human beings, all right?
Later, Mookasaurus.
Later, Mooks.